let's see, we'll go on to announcements. Sad news, Bill Frisbee passed away, I guess that was two, 3 weeks ago. W3DMH would be missed. Anybody have any thoughts or?
Yeah, I would like to say pass on silent key honors to Bill. I knew of him from 1976. Wow. When he was Echo Papa 2 Fox Bravo, I believe his call was. He was in Tehran, and as his obituary says, he worked for Lockheed Martin for almost 20 years in the Middle East, in Iran, Jordan, the Kingdom, and all those places, you know, promoting or supporting Lockheed Enterprises with all the oil companies. It was in, I'll tell you this story, this is a classified story, I'm sure there's somebody here from the company that's already got this in the records. But in May of 75, it was a Thursday morning in Tehran, and I was getting up for Saturday morning to check 20 meters. And we were on 14195 about 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning. That's Saturday there. And it's a huge pileup, maybe hundreds of stations. And they're all giving their call. And finally, I hear who they're all calling. It was Alpha Papa Phi Tango Papa in Bhutan. The Prince of Sikkim, pardon me, the Prince of Sikkim. And he was broadcasting from his palace, and he said that the Indian government is overtaking his principality. They're flying helicopters and shooting at his palace, and you can hear them now. Would somebody put out the word that I'm being overrun in my principality? He was the Prince of Sikkim, and he was married to a New York Hollywood Broadway actor and was well known. So I put my call in about three times. I was Echo Papa 2 Sugar Nancy at the time. And he says, I must have called twice. He finally came back to me out of all these hundreds. And so he told me the story I just told you. And of course I was sort of shaking in my boots because what do I do? I didn't know this was going to happen, and I was in a diplomatic place, you know, where everything in Iran at that time, even the Shah was a good guy, his Slovak guys would watch everything. So all I could do was say, yes, I understand what you're saying. And I said, I try to pass it on. Of course, the whole world was listening, right? There must have been 10,000 hams, now maybe 100, listening. And so what I did, I went down to Bill's old house about three blocks away. He was out of town because he had a phone. You have to apply for phones in those days when the kid's born, otherwise you don't get a phone. And used his phone, and I called the military attaché at the embassy, who's also working in the station. He says, oh, I think we have a scoop. I'll put it on the wire to DC. You know, so I said, well, keep my name out of it. Pop said, yeah, we will. So anyway, that was it. And then a week later, the New York Newsweek had a little article about the event in the palace, and it said some ham radio operator in Switzerland monitored it and reported it all. So. But I actually stayed off the air for 2 weeks, and I got on, and I was very popular from there. And there must have been a half dozen guys say, oh yeah, we heard that QSO you had with that fellow. You know, I said, they're gonna come get me. I cranked my tower down and stayed off for another month. So anyway, we met Bill that way, sort of, and I always tried to keep up with him, and he's a fine gentleman. I'm sorry to see what's happened to him, and I hope we put him on the roster of any of our Silent Key members when we get the roll.
I've done that, I haven't sent it to you, I'll make whatever changes I get today and get it to you later this weekend.
But he did a lot for around here too, you know, with the hospitals. And Henry, you should say something about how you're picking it up. His mission he had with the hospital, what are you planning to do?
Well, I worked with Bill for the last 2 years putting the antennas on the roof of Nova Hospital and getting the coax down to a little storeroom there in the hospital. And we did a bunch of radio tests with Bill and other in Fairfax and actually Maryland areas. So we made a lot of contacts and Bill was there keeping track of everything we're doing and keeping a log. So he's gonna, I'll sort of take over, I'm taking over as, I think as assistant Aries coordinator for Eastern Loudoun County, something like that. Or alternate Aries coordinator for Eastern Loudoun County. That's what Bill's position was. So since I worked with him for the last 2 years and I know that system, I'll take that responsibility on for now. And I'm gonna go over to the hospital and talk to Karen, who's their representative. That's our point of contact with the hospital, and talk to her about what the plan is going forward for Aries at the hospital.
Real good, Henry, and I have the Dallas Club later in the agenda.
Yeah.
So we can touch on that.
Get that station up on our Sunday night net. Get that station up on our Sunday night FM net prove you can operate. You've got people who can come in there.
It's a good idea.
Just, you know, once a month.
Yeah.
Get one of your Eastern Loudoun guys to go over and bring it on the air.
Thanks, Norm. Thanks, Henry.